Hello, this is Grant.
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and we would like to include your responses. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
And what do you think is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The biggest issue facing Minnesota. I don't
know.
Are
important,
tough.
But the most important issue.
I'm not
is
sure.
Is it anything at all?
Marijuana.
Okay. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Oh my! The global environmental issue?
Yeah. Correct.
You know, probably use of fossil fuels.
Okay. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue but facing Minnesota?
You know, conservation of you know, wilderness areas, for example, the boundary waters.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, refining. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
How would you rate refining? Okay. Electric utilities?
Poor.
Mining?
What's the second lowest one?
Electric utilities? Excellent,
yeah,
good, just fair, or poor?
I'll say fair.
Fair. And the third one, mining. How will you rate mining in Minnesota?
Poor.
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Forest products?
Poor. Poor.
Medical manufacturing?
I don't know.
Okay. And agriculture and farming is the last one.
What's it? What was it?
Agriculture and farming. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one is county land departments. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Forest and timber industries?
Good.
Environmental groups?
Good.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Excellent.
And the last one, U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
Thank you. And how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it's very important, somewhat, not too important, or not at all?
Not too important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it's very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all?
Not too significant.
And each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Don't know.
But based on what you have seen or heard, what do you think?
Right.
Maybe more, the same, or fewer?
I have no idea.
Okay, no problem. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s?
I don't know. It's probably more, but I'm not sure.
Okay. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county land that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
No.
Okay. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chip, sawdust, and wood waste and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
No.
And do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
No.
And, okay, we're almost done with the survey. We are 75% now. Thank you so much for your time. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, brokers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or it is fading a component of the Minnesota state economy?
Minor.
Minor, okay. And like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. And the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest and forest industries? Support or oppose?
No opinion.
Okay. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you a short list of components of the program, and after each, please just tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program, just four. And the first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
In the next one, increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Support.
And the last two, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, and finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, and we're done. Can you please tell us what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Doctorate level.
Thank you. And what is your age? It is between 18 and 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
36.
And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Large city.
And is your annual household income below $25,000, between 25,000 to 50,000, between 50 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000 or more than $100,000.
More than 100,000.
And do you consider your political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, homemaker, student, or not employed?
The white-collar one.
Professional service or business owner. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And the last question, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important. And thank you for your help again. Have a great night.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.